Hi, this is Education for Colleen Henderson, C-A-L-I-N-N, Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth is 4/19/2004. Date of accident is May 22nd, 2024. Date of service is 6/6/2024. Kellen Henderson, C-A-L-I-N. H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. He's here for, as a new patient visit today. He reports that he's suffering from severe headaches and pain in the lower back and mid-back to the tune of 10. Headaches are around 5 and 6. He alleges that he was involved in an automobile accident that caused these symptoms. Regarding the automobile accident history, on May 22nd at 2 p.m., Mr. Colleen Henderson was traveling as a rear passenger on the right. His mother was driver and the aunt was the front seat. They were traveling in a Dodge Journey at 15 to 20 miles an hour on Burt Road and Detroit. The other street he cannot remember. Patient report that mom was looking at the phone. And in the process, she T-boned passenger side as the other driver did not stop on the stop sign. The impact caused the car to be totaled. Passenger door is jammed and broken. No windshield was broken. The tires axle are broken. However, inside the car, there was no damage, including windshield to headrest. The console, steering wheel, they're all intact. The impact caused the patient to have injury to the whole body as the body shifted to the left after the impact. He reports that the legs jerked very badly and they got crossed before the accident. His left knee hit the front seat. Although there was no neck whiplash, he went to the emergency room, Henry Ford Hospital, next day. As the even though the ambulance came and police came on the scene, it was not a hit-and-run accident. There was no loss of consciousness. Airbags did not deploy, and patient was restrained at the time of accident. The type of car and speed of the other car is unknown. In the emergency room, patient report that his brother took him there. He was there for 4 hours. She was there for 4 hours, and there was no X-ray or CT scan was done. No medications. She was unable to pee as they were suspecting a pregnancy to be ruled out, and so she could not be seen well. She left against medical advice. History presenting illness. Patient reports of moderate headache, which are 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are occupying the front and the right and left temple. And they are 2 or 3 times per day. And the moderate and severe, constant. Sometimes they are off and on. They are not sensitive to the light or the noise, and no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura are reported. No symptoms of TBI are reported except mild dizziness off and on. Patient specifically denies any vertigo, ringing in the ear, taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. He denies any vision problem like spots in the vision, blurred vision, or loss of vision field. No memory loss, not forgetful. Not confused and disoriented, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, and patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic. There is no sleep disturbance, no sudden anesthesia, no incontinence of the bowel or urine, and no numbness, tingling anywhere, no lightheadedness, weakness, no difficulty walking. Patient further report that he can walk okay, he can sit for 30 minutes, stand for 30 minutes, and sleep is undisturbed. Please review the record for the ADLs that are reported. System review, past surgical history, allergies, as well as family history, the relationship status, legal history, disability history, as well as the personal history. Regarding the pain, patient is experiencing pain in the mid back and lower back, front of the both thighs are slightly tender. Although there is no difficulty in walking, there is no numbness or tingling in the upper extremity or lower extremities as reported. And patient has had no X-rays, MRI, CT scan, and was not seen at the Henry Ford Hospital fully, and she left against medical advice. Patient has no motor weakness. So far, she has had one visit to the chiropractor and no physical therapy, no doctor visit, no other treatments have been reported. Physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 99. Height is 5 feet and the weight is 130. The patient is a 20-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. Patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without any adaptive devices. Further, the patient does certify that she is not pregnant at all, and that's why the physical exam was conducted. The rest of the exam comes from the template. Psychiatric exam, neurological examination is all normal. The musculature examination reveals that there is a spasm of quadratus lumborum muscle, bilaterally and paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5 is in spasm with few trigger points and hypertonicity and tenderness. Rest of the muscles are not found to be tender or atrophy or spasm, and they all have normal bulk, tone and contraction, and no clonus, fasciculation, abnormal tremors are identified. Musculoskeletal examination was conducted. Inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is noticed from T4 to L5 in the spine, and left sacroiliac joint is tender, and there is a spasm of the quadratus lumbar and paravertebral muscle from L1 to L5 bilaterally with mild tenderness and hypotonicity, and a few trigger points are noticed. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was found to be negative. Swelling was negative. And the Lerner test is negative. No sign of myelopathy is noticed. Distraction test is negative. Sotowall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Rooster slump test are negative. And the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Cross leg test is positive. And CAM test is positive. As well as Breger test is negative and Brzezinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, the patient has a tenderness of the left sacroiliac joint, and Faber test positive on the left, Constant test is positive on the left. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. Faber test is, as described, is positive only in the left side. So, is Constant test, Tendenberg sign is negative. The extremities examination, is from the template. All the expenditures are found to be unremarkable. No complaints are reported. Physical examination are completely normal. Carpal tunnel test is negative. Please use the template. Diagnosis. General is V8 9.2 XXD. M62.830, S09.90XA, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M60.9, ligaments M54.0, cervical spine, no diagnosis. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3, XXA. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5, XXA. Left SI joint, 46.1, M46.1, S33.5, XXA, M54.17. The plan of care for the Callion Henderson is from the template. The treatment plan for the Callion Henderson is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered for 3 times a week along with chiropractic evaluation and treatment and acupuncture massage. Traction for the spine to focus on the middle back, lower back as well as left sacroiliac joint. Patient is deemed able to work 7 hours for 5 days, 5 pound lifting limit on a light duty. No other restrictions are ordered. Maps and labs are reviewed. The medications are provided for the patient as follows. Mobic 7.5 milligram 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tylenol with codeine number 41. Q12 or PRN for pain relief. That's a narcotic medication. Furoset is a narcotic medication for headaches. 50 tablets, PRN to be taken for headaches. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Past medical records are not available, and interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. The investigation, none are being ordered right now. Surgical options are none. Neuropsychiatric evaluation is not needed right now, but will be evaluated later if the symptoms continue for TBI. The attended care and case worker is not warranted. The DME's patient was provided with the neck brace, back brace, and tense in it. Education is yes. Support is good. Patient will be reviewed in 7 days time, 10 days time. And personal support, yes. Thank you.